From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, August 17, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Legislature has voted to hold a public hearing on the planned demolition of the former Quality Inn located near the entrance to the New York State Thruway in Leeds. The hotel has been shuttered for 3 years and is no longer in compliance with the provisions of Catskill Town Zoning Law and State Uniform Fire Prevention and Building Codes. Greene County Industrial Development Agency Executive Director Renee Van Schack said the demolition and potential redevelopment of the parcel is a joint effort between the IDA, the county, and the town of Catskill. Van Schack said local proposals or brand name hotels would be considered for the site. There are currently two chain hotels located in Greene County. Both are on Route 9W near the Thruway Exit 21B in Coxsackie. The plan calls for the Leeds property to be transferred to the development agency as quickly as possible. Following the public hearing, the building will be demolished. The town of Catskill has received a $250,000 state grant to fund the teardown. The legislature public hearing on the demolition will be held on September the 20th, and you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that three public hearings were held on Wednesday, August the 16th, by the Columbia County Board of Supervisors to gather comment on its proposed plan to consolidate several county, town, and village services. The hour-long hearing was spread throughout the day at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. Under the proposal, towns and villages would be allowed to use the county's resources in data storage, training, IT services, personnel, insurance, and purchasing agreements. Two parts of the county's consolidated service plan, allowing municipalities with fewer than 50 employees to participate in a health insurance plan and collaborating with the City of Hudson to purchase the John L. Edwards Building on State Street for use as an operations center, are still tentative. Some form of consolidation was mandated by the state, and the county has 2 years to implement its plan. Columbia County expects the proposal to save $1.88 million once implemented. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media that improvements at the North South Lake Campground in Hunter were officially revealed on Wednesday, August the 16th. The upgrades are part of the state's Adventure New York program, include a new boathouse and accessible canoe and kayak launch at South Lake, new tile in the campground bathhouses, the installation of energy-efficient LED fixtures throughout, and a restored ticket booth. Nearly 400 tons of sand was brought to South Lake, and a new volleyball court was added as well. DEC Regional Director Keith Gertz said, and I quote, "Accessibility is an important focus. It's fully accessible for people with disabilities," end quote. The DEC plans more bathroom and pavilion upgrades and a new accessible pathway from the North Lake parking lot to the pavilion in the coming months. The state paid approximately $150,000 for the improvement. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Emilia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the town of Chatham is withholding their usual $2,000 to the Chatham-Ghent area seniors until the group signs a contract. The group has annually used the funds for monthly bus trips, and the kerfuffle is over who is responsible if something goes wrong. Booty Finoff, the president of the seniors group, said she will not sign an agreement that makes her board members personally liable. She said on August the 2nd, and I quote, "You shouldn't have to lose your life savings," end quote. The group has an insurance policy with Metzwood Harder. Chatham Town Supervisor Maria Lull insists the group sign the contract. She said, and I quote, "The purpose of the agreement drafted by the town attorney is to protect the town and its taxpayers from liability which might result from an accident when the seniors are on a field trip. The signing of an agreement is a New York State legal requirement that the town has to comply with, and we have done with all other organizations. The town is very happy to support these valuable senior field trips, and we look forward to signing an agreement to dispense the $2,000 to help underwrite them," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Collin reports in the Albany Times-Union that animal shelters, rescue organizations, and other not-for-profit entities will now face surprise inspections under a new law announced by Governor Andrew Cuomo on August 14th. Cuomo said, and I quote, "For too long, unscrupulous pet dealers have avoided proper oversight and placed the health of pets under their care at risk in the name of profit. This legislation closes this loophole," end quote. Animal shelters and rescue organizations must now register with the Department of Agriculture and Markets with a $100 annual fee. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that after a weekend of violence from white supremacist Ku Klux Klan members and neo-Nazis in Charlottesville, Virginia, folks in Woodstock held a rally against the racist violence on August 14th, and at the town board meeting on August 15th, it was all everyone could talk about. Town Supervisor Bill McKenna said, and I quote, "I'm very optimistic the country will tilt back to the proper direction. It's going to take all of us. It's going to take an effort. But I think we all need to remember in a little over a year, there's going to be another election and we all have to do our part," end quote. The older councilperson recalled Nazi camps in the 1930s in the Catskills, which included one in Windham and a National Archives video embedded in the WGXC newsroom above. Councilwoman and town historian Richard Heppner said, and I quote, "We have had a cross burned in Woodstock. We have had a communist symbol, hammers and sickles burned in Woodstock. It just requires vigilance to make sure that it doesn't happen again, because it can happen here," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Some local representatives responded to the president's divisive combative press conference August 15th, where he said both Nazis and people protesting Nazis were responsible for the melee in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted, and I quote, "Wow, what a disgrace. There is only one side. No one, especially not the leader of the free world, should ever tolerate violent racists," end quote. Senator Chuck Schumer tweeted, and I quote, "By saying he is not taking sides, Donald Trump clearly is. When David Duke and white supremacists cheer, you're doing it very, very wrong," end quote. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, did not release any statement about the press conference. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo did, tweeting, and I quote, "There are no very fine white supremacists, Mr. Trump," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 80 degrees. But Thursday night, a chance of showers, mainly after midnight. There will be increasing clouds with a temperature low of 63. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 5 p.m. and into the evening. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a high near 75 degrees on Friday. On Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 9 p.m. and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy Friday night with a low around 66. And on Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms into the early afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 6:04 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:53 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, which is about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 17th day of August, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.